The governor said he's managed to whittle down the initial deficit estimate by $10 billion, down to $27.6 billion. The governor is planning to close the rest of the shortfall with billions more in cuts, a little bit of new revenue and borrowing, and several billion in funding delays and shifts. Newsom said he didn't arrive at these decisions easily.
Propositions that I've long advanced, many of them. These are things that I've supported. These are things we work closely with the legislature to advance. None of this is work you enjoy doing, but you got to do it. We have to be responsible. We have to be accountable. We have to balance the budget.
Newsom said he acknowledges that his proposed cuts will impact certain programs and services, but he said most services will remain untouched.
There are areas where core services are being impacted, but the vast majority are being protected. Existing services provided to existing people. Core services are being provided in this two-year, are being protected in this two-year blueprint.
However, critics of the governor's spending plan say the impacts of the cuts will fall disproportionately on the state's most vulnerable residents. Scott Graves is budget director for the California Budget and Policy Center.
Some of the programs that the governor is proposing to make cuts to, including some pretty deep reductions in the housing and homelessness space, to CalWORK's welfare to work services, behavioral health initiatives, public health capacity.
During his May revision press event, Newsom made clear he has no intention of raising taxes any further to try and avoid cuts.
We can achieve all of this. We can get our back on our fiscal sound footing without cutting core services, without an additional tax increase. And I don't think that now is the time, particularly with the stacking of stress over the course of the last few years with costs that have risen as a consequence of supply chain disruptions, as a cost of inflation, to impose any additional burdens on the taxpayers along those lines.
But the California Budget and Policy Center's Scott Graves doesn't agree.
A lot of the cuts that the governor is proposing would not be necessary if he would propose very reasonable increases in revenues targeting very wealthy corporations doing business in California. Corporations have been doing very well. Profits are up astronomically, well beyond, you know, what California workers have seen in terms of their pay increases.
The governor's office and the state legislature are still negotiating a final budget. Under the state constitution, the state legislature must pass a spending plan by June 15th. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.